We have an open line at Broward, 524. I happen to agree with that. I think that I have this enormous power that they keep telling me I have. And if I have such enormous power, why the hell am I sitting here working for a bunch of pudwhackers like them, which I think is the obvious question. Good question. Here's Miami Lakes. Hello. Maybe it's lack of ambition. Hello. What is that? Is that Bee Gees?
Is this hold music?
It's what?
Are we on hold?
No. We are? No, somebody's playing something, but I don't know what it is. Separate lives. Who's that, LaToya and Michael? LaToya and Geraldo? LaToya and that aging husband of hers? The one that they sleep in the same bed but don't touch? And don't kiss and don't look, for God's sakes? Hello?
Huh?
What was that? What was it?
How do I know?
Oh, that was on hold music? Or were you playing it? Speak to me! What was it? Damn it! It wasn't any good anyway, but, you know, once you get a little taste, you want to know what the hell it was. Asshole, I guess. We have two open lines. No, we don't. One in Dade and one in Broward and one on the Star Line. Like I said, we have three. One on the Star Line where they think that they can goof off like this because they're just overly confident. They assume that the Cellular One thing is just another bunch of crap and that...
I got a wrong number on it.
What does that mean? You mean they've disconnected Channel 4?
No, that just means somebody dialed the regular number that it is and got us.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it. But have we tried? Have we found out if they... Pound IOD, somebody call it and see if they've disconnected Channel 4 yet. Because before we ever get it, they're going to have to disconnect Channel 4. And that obnoxious, disgusting...
Smelly bitch.
Over there at Cellular One, the one that keeps giving everybody here a hard time and telling us, well, we got to talk to this one, we got to talk to El Presidente, blah, 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 and all of that crap. And didn't know anything about the fact that it's still not disconnected at the Channel 4 newsroom. Until they disconnect over there, there's not a very good omen that we're going to be getting it over here. Or the line either. So if somebody went in doubt, check it out, please. 1236 at WIOD and WSUN. 1241. I've just been thinking during the break, which major advertising contract do you think Michael Jackson's going to lose first? Sony. Anyway, moving right along. We have an open... No, we don't have any open lines. How did that happen? I was getting ready to play like an hour and a half of music, and these bastards come back. What a pain in the ass. Here's Sarasota. Hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a pig report on Skyway Bridge. They're running the revenue gun from the car on both sides.
Yes, they're shooting it.
They're shooting it, and they have the plane going around.
Oh, nice.
And you were talking about the Colostomy Shuffle board over there. And, you know, Venice, I live over in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And they started a maternity ward about 2 years ago. They had to close it within a year because nobody was having babies there.
How about a death ward?
That's what they have over there. You know, they have people coming out of the airport in their coffins going back to New York.
Yeah, you can sniff it from like 20 miles in any direction.
Yeah, and that's all. But just have everybody watch over the Skyway from St. Petersburg or Brayton. Six or seven cars just sitting there, Uncle Neil.
Thanks a pile.
Okay, have a good weekend.
See ya.
See ya.
We all feel a lot safer now knowing that you guys out there are really doing your best to protect us from ourselves. We have an open line. It's on a green line, 1-800-944-9463. I think we need to bring Luis into the studio here. That's going to be our goal for this year. I think that's what we need to work on really hard, is that we have him right here in the studio. Have him being the operative line in that sentence. Let's do Kendall. Hello.
What's up, Neil?
How you doing, sir?
I just saw on Entertainment Tonight, John Tesh's the story was, I think, that Shannon Doherty is posing for some magazine.
Yeah, another poser, yeah.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
I thought you were into 90210.
Not at all. Are you kidding me? Give me a breath.
You're a Melrose Place man, right?
No. For about two episodes. That's a boring show.
The reason I wanted to call him bitch was about this nasty people. They're sitting there bitching about the service.
We have an open line in Dade, 751-9463, 751-WIOD. Don't forget to join Chuck Meyer. Fat Chuck will be there for the grand opening of Pet Stuff. In Pembroke Pines, noon to 3 tomorrow at 8656 Pines Boulevard. Big Chuck is going to be over there. Don't confuse Chuck with the walrus. He'll be sitting right next to it. Here's Pembroke Pines. Hello.
I think he meant they treat you like crap, Neil.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Neil.
Chronic. Two open lines in Dade, 751, one in Broward, 524-9463. Here's Davey. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
That guy is crazy.
Which one?
Both of them.
Okay. Yeah, maybe they can elope together. The one who said crap on the air and this last one who is just terminally chronic. I mean, I hear his voice like in my coma. After I die, I'll still be hearing his voice.
You can recognize it that fast?
Within like two words. He's just got a certain nauseating tone to his voice.
Amazing.
Yes.
A friend of mine the other day was telling me that you have a number for a ticket defense team or something like that?
Right.
Can I get that number for you?
Yes.
Thank you.
1-800.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
944.
Okay.
Team, T-E-A-M.
Oh, that's
isn't
easy.
That the right number? Is that the right number, George? 944, team? Ticket defense team?
No, 741.
No. Ah, crap.
You're
wait
thinking of 944-WIOD.
I'll just dial both of them.
CC then. Oil.
I'll dial
bastard.
Both of them.
741 team?
1-800-741 team.
No.
Yeah?
No way.
Trust me.
It is?
I call them every other week.
Oh, like I said, it's 741. Isn't that what I told you?
741. Yeah.
1-800-741 team.
Oh, yeah, that'll help a lot.
Well, hey, I had a couple of numbers, right? What the hell do you want?
That doesn't matter. I'll
when you get to be this old, if you know your own goddamn phone number, it's a miracle.
All right, thanks a lot, Neil. Appreciate
good luck,
it.
Pal. Don't do it again. See ya. Yeah, I was talking to, you know how you get your credit cards in mail? I got one of those AT&T MasterCards. And anytime you get a new credit card, it's got that little strip on it, and you have to call in to verify to unleash the card to make sure that the wrong person didn't get in. They ask you your mother's maiden name and your shoe size. And she says, and what's your home address? And I said, good question. Now, don't tell me you've never had that happen, especially with your phone number. Because you don't call yourself. Well, I mean, if you've got a wife sitting at home or a girlfriend or both, that's a different story. But when you live alone, I mean, unless the dogs are answering the phone, you don't call your own house. So I've had that happen many times. Well, and what's your phone number? I don't know. And then all of a sudden you hear this click, like on the other end of the line. Here's Tampa. Hello.
Miss Peg.
Open line on the green line, 1-800-741-TEAM. Let's go to Delray Beach on the Star Line. Welcome to the shuffleboard tournament.
Neil,
yes.
Hiya. Everyone says see ya. Sorry. Hiya.
Yeah, we're going to start out with it. Like I did that one day at the beginning of the call, and it was an omen.
Oh, no.
It was a foreboding of things to come.
It probably will be.
Okay.
Now, this morning on Channel 10, which you never watched, they had somebody come on, bring some pets, and he brought a hedgehog onto the show.
Yeah.
And he says when they get scared or frightened, gets an erection. And they looked at him as he continued talking. He says, what I mean is that his spines stand up. His spines get erect. They said, oh, we were wondering what you were talking about.
Good thing it wasn't a porcupine.
Well, a hedgehog is a relative of a porcupine.
Yeah, they, like I said.
When they said they get an erection, you should have seen their faces on the air.
Uh-huh.
I think they were trying to get the camera to
they were trying to say off. His pricklers stand up on end.
Exactly.
Right.
Can I say, call somebody a douchebag?
Sure.
Charlie Orvieto of Orvieto's Trophies and More is a ponytail closet.
Is that the guy that sent me this thing?
Yes, he did.
Thanks, Charlie.
He sent you stuff, and you never mentioned on the air, and I said that...
I did mention it this morning. I sure as hell did.
Oh.
What a douchebag.
He is.
Okay.
And Mr. Portman is God.
Thanks. We have an open line in Broward, 524, one on the Star Line at Star IOD, and of course, pound IOD. For that cellular one line, that'll get you right direct into the Channel 4 newsroom still. In other words, to make a long story short, it is still connected. That obnoxious,
smelly bitch
at Cellular One has done not a goddamn thing about it. And we can sit here and keep telling you people, but until they do something. In other words, we have done everything. I've checked this out thoroughly. I've screamed, I've hollered, I've carried on. I've talked to all the important people of the building, which includes the janitor. And we've done everything we can, and that's it. And the ball is in their hands, and it's only the people at Cellular One who are going to either do it or not. So we're counting on that
smelly bitch
at Cellular One, and she's not getting off her fat ass. I'm serious. I think that our Cellular One people in the audience, and I'm sure we've got billions of them from all both coasts, ought to be calling up Cellular One and complaining and demand to talk to that
smelly bitch
one that's responsible for the fact that we don't have it yet. That was good. I liked it when it came. I had it on cue. Let me try to do that again. Wait a minute. One moment, please, if it ever does cue up again. God, are we getting new cart machines in here someday or what? That
smelly bitch.
That's good. 1248 at WIOD and WSUN. What the hell happened here? Did somebody steal my other, that glossy picture of that with the long hair? I think Randy must have put her hands on it. His name is Alfredo Lewin, not Timothy
Adams.
That's
what he said when he called in.
What?
That Alfredo Lewin, there's a thing about Alfredo Lewin, blah, blah, blah.
There is?
That's what he said.
Because all I'm finding is there just goes on and on between this real screamer who writes in the weekend section of the Herald, Nightlife, about the Warsaw and the Paragon and it's gay night and it's this and that. And there's a thing in here, there's like two or three things. Here's a picture of MTV Latino's Deze Fuentes with his gigantic hooters. God, I mean enormous, with husband Timothy Adams left, who's not all that bad. And then there's another line in here about, let's see, spotted on the beach, Ocean Drive Magazine's Ronnie Ramirez, plus models Clifford Finn, MTV Latino's Deze Fuentes with trainer model husband Timothy Adams, her high school sweetheart. I mean, I got to read this whole goddamn thing. Why couldn't he tell you what the page was? There is no picture. Where are those pictures we were supposed to see in here? Of Alfredo and his lovely wife with her beautiful beard and mustache. Let's do Boca. Hello? Boca.
Bobby.
What?
Hi, Bobby.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What was that?
Oh, that was my daughter. I had her hold on because I was on hold.
Get that little girl off the phone.
Did I hear you say earlier that where they want to put the shuffleboard in at the McDonald's? Is that Delray?
That's in Delray Beach,
man.
Of course, because that's right up their alley, Sally.
You know what they should do would be really funny? If they change the menu, instead of having the Happy Meal, they put the Grouchy Meal.
The Unhappy Meal.
Yeah, and then instead of the toy, they could put like a... pens in there, or a diaper, you know, one of these disposable diapers.
Yeah, or like two Polident. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be
And they could drop it right in the soda for a little extra fizz.
That would be hysterical. That would fix some of those yupses. I'll tell ya.
It's beautiful.
It would be funny.
The median age is 65. Do you understand what it means?
Yeah.
How old do people have to be for the median age to be 65?
My parents are approaching that age right now, and, my father came over to fix the sink last night. I have to share this with you. And I've been pouring bleach down in the drain, and I told him that when he takes the knuckle off under the sink,
yeah.
I told him he might get splashed with the bleach, you know. So he comes over wearing his best pants, and he takes the bottom. Now, here's a man that's approaching that age, you know. Takes the thing off, and he got bleach all over his pants. And then he made me write him a check for $20 to cover the price of the pants. Do you believe it?
And yes,
like
I do.
Like an idiot, I gave it to him just to get him out of here.
I don't blame you.
I'll send him to McDonald's.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, have a nice day.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
82 under the G. Bye.
Bye.
So I'm reading this party planner here in the weekend. I mean, do they have anybody straight that reads this section or not? Saturday, big night at Paragon, the mega dance club with lots of cute muscle boys. Most clubs are status quo tonight.
Oh!
Whatever the hell that means. But I don't find nothing about it. Now, here's the fat black pussy cat. And the finals for the Paragon $1,000 talent show should be fun. Tiffany Arriegas MCs. And here's Washington Avenue with DJ Mark Leventhal. But I don't see nothing in here about Alfredo Lewin. I think this guy must have dreamed it. Oh, here it is. Ah! This is just incredible. Beach last-minute cocktail party. Deanie Kaplan, Ken Lorber, and Ocean Drive Magazine's Wednesday soiree at La Voile Rouge, the perfect mix of Miami, New York, and L.A., spotted were Robin Leach, Viacom's Bob Altman, and, are you ready for this, MTV Latino VJ Alfredo Lewin with bride Christina they married that morning.
Oh!
That just sends me into a catatonic coma. Let's go to Pembroke Park. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, I am.
Oh, first time caller.
All right.
I finally got the cojones to call you.
Well, that's great.
You know,
first you have to plant the seeds and you'll be surprised what they sprout into.
What was that?
I said, how you doing?
I guess I missed that one. I'm not
yeah,
taping.
You missed it.
So I'll tell you about the first time I heard you.
Yeah.
I was going down up 95 in a carpet truck, had AM radio, and somebody was monitoring you. And so I turned on them. They weren't listening, but they were monitoring.
Yeah.
Well,
and?
And? Damn, maybe I did my best.
Okay, nice try.
Okay, call somebody at this bed.
Not bad. No chance. We have an open line at Broward, 524, and one on the Star Line, Star IOD. Next time will be a lot better. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Nice to hear you. Look, I get
nice
a little
to hear from
point.
You.
I want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
Look, I want you to, if you have the time, play the Blurred Tender.
No chance.
No chance?
Yeah.
Okay, do me one more favor.
Okay, what's the other one?
Just play this
Anything.
Friday. You
play,
know?
Play what?
It's Friday. You bastards.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, play that a couple of times.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
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 It's Friday, you bastards.
Oh, you like
that,
it?
That's just great.
Okay.
And that too.
Okay, go get a towel and we'll see you. We have an open line at Dade, 7511 in Broward, 524. See, I should have just stuck with my music, okay? I mean, they ran out of material about 12:15, and I, like an idiot, I made just some passing comment, and since this week they seem to be, like, really hyperactive and involved, they, like, all decided to call again. Why, I have no idea. Here's Boca. Hello.
My God, did the drugs come in or what?
Evidently, the real heavy shipping for the weekend just arrived.
Let me tell you. You know what I think they should put in the Happy Meals at the drive-thru at that Delray?
Uh-huh.
Suicide machines.
There you go. Dr. Jack's McDonald's would be good.
Yeah, really.
Your last meal is the best one.
I heard this morning on your morning show that that McGill's having sex with the animals again.
It sounds like it, isn't it?
He's having that show again, that thing.
Yeah.
The zoo.
Yeah, we just got through talking about that for about 4 hours yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Have you played that card? Or you'll lose it.
Yes, we have.
Okay. More Panthers on TV. That's all I got to say. The games are selling out.
Yeah, they keep talking about, well, they added those games to the schedule. The only game that I know they added was the Pittsburgh game the other night, and other than that,
nothing. I think that was already on my schedule.
No.
It wasn't?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me look at this flappy calendar. Where is it? Yeah, it was on there.
It was already on? So, in other words, they lied to us.
They lied. That was already going to be on.
Yeah. No, they're not going to add anything. They're just giving us a song and a dance, that's all.
Well.
Next year, they better do a lot better with that.
They should promote so they can fill up that new stadium.
There you go.
Oh, well.
See ya.
Later.
Bye. Okay, this last 40 minutes or so, this has been probably the most exciting of my radio career. We have an open line in Dade, one in Broward, one on the green line at 1741-TEAM. 1-800-944-9463. Last hour, all music.
Where's the Davey Gravy line?
Smelly bitch.
News Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, dial 751-WIOD from Dade. In Broward, 524-WIOD. Outside the 305 area code, toll free 1-800-944-WIOD. And Bell South Mobility customers make it a free call by dialing star IOD. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Hi, this is Ron McGill from Miami Metro Zoo. And I listen to that Neil Rogers 1 to 2 hour. Hell, it's even better than Sex with the Animals.
Yes! Oh!
Come on, music this hour. I'd wear a damn to you. KC. How about some Blind Melon? With Alfredo and his lovely wife. Chris, Dina. Maybe it's Christopher. Well, hey, listen, it goes to show you, don't judge a book by her cover. Here's a mobile in Miami. Wait a minute. Oh, I just knocked somebody off there in Dade. Crap. Hello?
Hello, Neil.
Yes?
I would like a double cheeseburger and no french fries because they're too hard to chew.
Uh-huh.
No, really, seriously. There's a big wreck on the Palmetto if you're going
just
west.
Just give me something really soft.
Neil.
I got something really soft for him, yes?
But that's another story. Listen, there's a big wreck on the Palmetto with overturned Toyota, every guy's furniture is everywhere.
Where's this? Palmetto End?
Just out of the Golden Glade.
Oh, Jesus.
The whole road will be shut down. You're new.
Northbound or southbound?
Well, I guess it's southbound, but it's really west before the curve, you know, right off of the Golden Glade.
Right.
Heading west.
Westbound.
Your traffic is cracked ace holes like usual, you know what I mean?
Incredible.
That's all I got to say. Don't take the Palmetto westbound.
Thanks a pile. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Govern yourselves accordingly. We have an open line and date. I got to stop dragging this cord around here. It's driving me nuts. And one in Broward, 5249463. Like I said, we got lots of music prepared just in case. Good stuff. Here's South Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you doing?
Okay.
I had wanted to comment on, you had a question on the weekend section about the Paragon in Warsaw.
Yes.
When it's that, because on Saturday night, Paragon Warsaw is a straight club. You know, for the straight people who have a problem with going in when it's a gay club.
Right. Those who would like to pretend to be. Those who wear an earring in their right cheek.
Or both ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Saturday night. That's Cafe Con Leche, which is a straight club.
You know what I think of places like that, and I know there are a lot of them. I think it is the most nauseating pile of crap.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
I just don't go for that. I think that, it reminds me of when we were at the back street in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And then they turned it into a half and half and some nights. And then, all the straight guys came in there, and they started going into the tea rooms and hanging their things out at the urinal. And they got all upset because queens were, cruising them there, and they started having fist fights. And then they closed the whole goddamn thing up. Let all the straight people stay in their spot. Let all the queens stay in their spot. And all the ones who are undecided, hover in between.
Right. Well, usually what they do is they wind up opening up as a straight club and see that they don't really make any money unless they make it a gay club.
Right.
So they make it the gay club.
Then they have to pacify the straight people by making, 5 minutes of the week for them.
Right. So that's the deal. So Paragon really is the only club on the beach on a Saturday night. It's mega club that's gay on that.
But it says big night at Paragon Saturday, the mega dance club with lots of cute muscle boys.
Right. Saturday is Paragon. The rest and everybody else, Warsaw, is straight. Paragon is gay.
Oh, I see.
So
in other words, you need a roadmap.
Well, you know, these queens are back and forth. You know, all they really care about is, you know, the shortest distance between Paragon and Warsaw, and they don't really care, you know, about anything else.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Listen, I got news for you. Right. From what I've seen down in that area, I wouldn't care either, believe me.
Well, it's everyone comes down here and as far as the community and helping the community and Center One and everything like that, they don't care about that. All they want to know is the shortest distance between the two clubs, and they live in that little
bathroom. What is the shortest distance?
Well, I noticed my brother's a dancer there, and he dances between the clubs.
Yeah.
So,
what do you mean he dances between the clubs?
Well, he's back and forth.
He does the old back and forth.
Right. Back.
Okay.
Listen, remember when you went to Rome that time, you had that cart with the Ballad of Figaro with big chest hair, Dave?
Yeah.
You still have that?
Sure.
Can you play that, you think?
I might be able to grab it.
Yeah, okay.
And the car, too. Say hi to your brother.
Yeah, I will.
Give him
my
a big
sister on the weekends, though.
He does what?
He's my sister on the weekends.
I'll bet. Okay.
Okay, Neil.
See ya.
Bye.
Butch up. Open line at Dade, 751. Open line at Broward, 524. All the queens all the time. It's 113 at WIOD and WSUN. Okay, guys, you disappointed her at Christmas time, no doubt. The negligee was a nice gift, but it was more for your benefit than hers, than its. Well, here's your chance to get out of the doghouse. Go to Beverly's Jewelers before Valentine's Day, which is only 10 days away, by the way. Beverly's is a wholesale diamond distributor that eliminates the middleman and sells direct to you the pubic. And their staff of knowledgeable gemologists can assist in selecting the perfect diamond and the ideal setting at the guaranteed lowest price. Beverly's can sell for less because most of their jewelry is made right on the premises by quality craftsmen. And by the way, guys, if you're not quite ready for that big commitment like Alfredo, Beverly's has a great selection of heart charms and lots of other great jewelry items, too. And you can watch them make it, too, and the jewelry. For your Valentine, come to Beverly's Jewelers Superstore in Pembroke Pines, 1.5 miles west of University Drive on Pines Boulevard, or their great new megastore at 3600 West Commercial Boulevard, just 0.5 mile east of prestigious State Road 7.
What's this obsession with Hokie?
Where I go, I hear Neil Rogers show. Young men are nice to me, they bare their chest to me. There's just one problem, they don't show the rest to me. I am very happy living in this country, and it's all because of the Neil Rogers show. It's the Neil Rogers show.
Happy birthday, Miriam. Miriam's here for a little trim. It's the birthday trim day. And she's celebrating her 20th birthday today. Isn't that sweet? It can't be that much more than that. 27. Nine? What are you laughing about?
Saying.
How many? Not 30. No way. 30? Do you know how many it is? And George gave her some beautiful pansies that he dug himself right out of his neighbor's ground. Nice going. We have an open line in Dade, 751, one in Broward, 524. Here's a mobile in the Gables. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going today?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, first-time caller.
Well, great.
Hey, have we heard about this Harding-Kerrigan thing yet or what, man?
What do you mean, have we heard about it?
I mean, heard enough about it.
Yes.
Gee.
So, yes.
But wait a second, one more thing.
Yes.
Don't you think she really represents the American lifestyle as it's become?
Yes. Yeah, just beat the crap out of your opponent. That's the way to do
it. Can I get a receipt with that, please?
Yeah, give him a receipt with that, would you please, you stupid bitch?
Hey, can I call somebody a douchebag?
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever worked at Aerocom Electronics, especially Fernando.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend, man.
You too. We have an open line in Dade, 2 in Broward. So how does it feel to be 25, Miriam?
It feels great.
She says it feels great, and the birthday, too. George gave like a little extra birthday grab ass to Miriam. That's the only reason she's in here today, because I don't really need a haircut that bad. Do I? Not bad.
Yeah, you do. Look.
Huh?
You got these little curly things.
Yeah, little curly things. Those are the wrong kind of hairs, Miriam. Anyway, where are we going next? To Boca. Hello?
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
What?
I've been on the phone for an hour.
Well, it's been well worth it. What else are you going to do on a crappy day like this?
Nothing. I'm just laying on my bed looking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, what's going on?
What can we do for you, sir?
I wanted to hear some of that Aerosmith.
What? What did you say, Miriam? You don't like Aerosmith?
What?
Miriam doesn't like Aerosmith. I can't believe it.
Hey, yeah, I want to work at the service bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like this chair.
You don't like this chair?
No.
Why not? She doesn't like the chair. She doesn't like Aerosmith. She don't like anything. And it's her goddamn birthday. She does like Luis Miguel.
Maybe she needs a good birthday spanking.
Yeah, that's that. There you go. George said he's going to administer it to her right after the show, and the spanking, too.
Hey, Daisy Fuentes is a goddess.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll say hi. I'll give Alfredo a big kiss for you.
Can I call someone a douchebag?
Yeah. We have an open line on the green line, 1-800, and 2 in Broward, 524-9463. 524-WIOD. There's Adam who's ready for you, Miriam. He said he's going to give you a good spanking, too. Boy, you're going to have the reddest cheeks when you live here.
Stand in line, Adam.
Yeah. The line forms at the rear. Let's do our break, okay, because I'm, like, speechless at this point. I'm getting dizzy. What am I getting dizzy from? Probably from that too much of that pizza. It was very good, though, Papa John, and I think that Nilo should get a round of applause for buying lunch for everybody today. $25 out of my own heart. It takes me at least, like, 20 seconds to make that. Boy, you're strange today, Miriam. She is really strange. She must have crushed. You took drugs before you got here? Yeah, we knew the shipment got in. Did I say 21 after 1 at WIOD and WSUN? Speaking of hair, our good buddy Charles Alfieri is here in South Florida. I should probably get him to do up here, you know what? Mm-hmm. No?
Good idea. Yeah, you could.
She don't seem too impressed. What she's basically is saying is, in your case, it really ain't going to make too much difference, you old fag. That's what she's basically saying.
I did not.
That's exactly what you were thinking. Old, ugly, out of touch with reality, and useless and hopeless. Probably right. But anyway, for those of you who still may have a little hope and a little bald spot, Charles Alfieri's Permabond method can do it for you, because it'll make your hair replacement just like your own hair. It feels like your own hair. It's the right color, the right texture. You can run anybody's fingers through it, even your own, and you won't know the difference. You can swim. You can ride in a convertible. You can play grab ass with Miriam, and nobody will know that it's not your real hair. And best of all, you've got absolutely nothing to lose but that bald spot, because the Charles Alfieri system comes with a full money-back guarantee. It starts at just $800, and if you try it for 30 days and you're not ecstatic, then just return it for a full refund, no problem. Pick up the phone and call. They'll send you that free brochure. You'll find their studios on Brickell Avenue in Miami and on North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Charles Alfieri and his great hair for the 90s. Call 1-800-321-2413. That's... What is a banana, Paul?
Neil.
What is banana, Paul?
Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, it's banana, Paul, man.
That's what I just said. What's that?
Sorry, man. I'm listening to the radio.
I gave you a book at the hockey game a couple months back. George Plimpton. It's called Open Net. Did you read it yet?
Yeah, the one with all the brown pages. Yeah.
Are they? Well, I don't know.
The book is about 500 years old.
Did you read it?
No, because every time I turn the page, they crumble.
Oh, well.
It's like papyrus.
It's a funny
papyrus.
Book. Neil.
I mean, I take your word for it. Yeah?
Jesse Bélanger. God.
Yeah.
They're going to kick ice tonight.
I sure hope so. This is a mighty tense game for us tonight. This is like, if we win tonight, we're really in the, we're driving it.
I'm sure we'll see a lot of the Bills fans there in their Bills attire.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they've all gone into a hibernation for the winter.
I hear you. Neil, one more thing.
Yeah.
How about these Dallas Cowboy front-running phonies now? Everybody is wearing a Cowboys hat.
Okay, Banana Paul, listen, we'll see you tonight.
We'll see you.
Yeah. Like I said, Jesus, since 12:15, what the hell happened all of a sudden, man? I guess they didn't have quite enough to stretch out for the rest of the week. Why didn't I just run by my instincts and play the goddamn music? God. We haven't, seriously, in an hour and 10 minutes, we haven't spoken to anybody who has had anything to say. Absolutely, positively nothing. It's enough to make your ears stand up on end. Oh, sorry, Scotty. We have an open line in Dade, 751, and two in Broward, 524-9463. Here's Tarpon Springs. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say?
Maybe.
Okay, I hope so. God.
I saw the Panthers-Lightning game.
Yeah.
And I thought the Panthers were just a hoax, but I tell you what, they kick ass.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of converting here.
Well, what does that mean, you're thinking of converting?
Well, the Lightning suck. They haven't done anything.
But they, you live over there. Don't be a front-running phony. Don't just start backing whatever team is winning on a given day. What kind of crap is that?
It's not that. They can't win.
Yeah, okay. Good luck to you. I don't want to talk to you, sir. You make me nauseous. God, do I hate that. Not does he just want to suck around. Oh, I'm going to be a Panther fan because our team over here sucks. Suck this, okay, pal? God! I have never seen so many wishy-washy people, so many walking vegetables in this state from coast to coast. They're like the will-o'-the-wisp. Oh, we just can't win. Okay, great. How about football? Let's just eliminate football because neither one of our pro teams can win when it counts, so let's just blow them both out. Where are we going? Miami on the Star Line? Hello.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Okay.
I have something to say. LaToya Jackson, yeah, she's a smelly B-word, but have you heard that Shannon Doherty, the latest bad girl of TV, now wants to pose nude in Playboy?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I thought maybe you'd be interested, but I guess not. Okay, I won't take up any more of your time.
Okay. Who cares? And we just heard about that 45 minutes ago, sir. Nobody cares except a bunch of horny guys who have no lives and can't get laid. Nobody cares. God, she's going to pose in Playboy. That's fine. All the 12-year-old boys out there can reach out under their mattress there and get Playboy magazine out. Why don't you go out this weekend and be a man, sir? Why don't you go out there to the Warsaw? Oh, I'm sorry, the Paragon. I got it wrong. I can't keep those straight. Anyway, we have an open line in Dade. You don't know Alfredo, do you? Miriam?
Alfredo?
Alfredo from Latino MTV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because he just got married. Where are we going next? I wish to hell I would have left here like at 1 o'clock like I told myself to. Here's Palm Harbor. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
Look, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions real quick.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider going back up to Boston and doing some radio up there?
No.
How come?
For what?
Because you're better up there than you would be better up there than all these people in
Nobody
Florida.
Makes any money up there. They don't pay anybody any money up there.
I understand that. But you're worth more than talking all these bums.
The only one that makes any money up there is Eddie Andelman. He's making a lot of money doing his sports thing, and nobody else makes serious money up there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Even Jerry Williams, who's been on the air for 100 years, ain't making really serious money up there.
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
I love Boston, but between the crappy weather and the crappy money, and not only that, but you've got to make at least three times as much up there by the time they get through taking all the taxes out.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. By the time you get through, you can't afford even to go to Joe and Nemo's.
Oh, you can't do anything.
No.
But to take. Well, anyway, that's basically what I wanted to ask you. I don't want to bother you, but I was listening to one of your reruns last night at about 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. About 4 o'clock this morning, I heard you...
Wait a minute. Why were they playing one of my reruns at 4 o'clock this morning?
Well, what they do is at I believe it's 1 to 4 or whatever it is. They play Rick and Suds, and then you, and then they start the morning show with Ron and Ron again.
What?
They do on 620. I listen to it every night.
How many hours of my show? Oh, this has got to be ridiculous.
No, that I'm means not I'm, kidding.
That means I'm on for 9 hours a day over there?
Mm. Yeah, I'm in Palm Harbor. Yeah, they play you twice. Is that
finished.
The birthday girl going wild?
That was the birthday girl, yeah.
All right.
Have a great day, pal.
Hey, wait, real quick.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, I was listening to you and you read, You read Miami's high school, one of the tests, the first question to the test.
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Could you read that real quick, please?
No.
Send
me an envelope. I'll send you a copy of it.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Say goodbye.
Hey.
See ya.
They played Randy from 2 to 6 in the morning.
Yeah, he don't know what he's talking about. They play Randy from 2 to 6 in the morning, which how come they're doing that?
They play the afternoon show, whatever that may be.
I thought Rick and Suds were all... Can anybody make up their mind around this goddamn place? What is the deal with that? I thought Rick and Suds, as of the 1st of February, were pulling the plug on WSUN. That was the last thing that I heard. Now, what's the story? When they come back on Monday, assuming that they're coming back, when they come back on Monday, what is the story? What are they going to run there overnight? It sure is not going to be them. No, it's not. That means that they're not going to be able to play ACN just for the... That's not right. That is not right. In other words, Rick Riley is a prevaricator and a freaking liar. Is that what you're saying to me? It's not Rick Riley. It's somebody else. Who is it?
The management at SUN has decided that they're going to wait till find out what we're doing before they decide what they're doing.
What does that have to do with playing if they play ACN? They can't put it on the air.
They're not going to be playing ACN.
Why not?
Because they're going to be playing the tapes back on SUN.
Well, I say Rick Riley is a major pussy is what I say. No, I'm serious. Don't you understand? If I weren't on over there... live. And I've got 8 years worth of the whole ACN library and all the stuff that's in that rack that seems to have disappeared out of here because they're playing it over there. And they said to me, don't play any ACN until we decide what we're going to do. I'd say suck my butt is what I would say, real fast and real hard. God almighty, you got to be kidding me. That Rick Riley, there's only one thing to say about him.
Smelly bitch.
Exactly. What a puss. Why doesn't he put his foot down for once in his life and say, hey, it's off, it's over, adios, cut the umbilical goddamn cord and goodbye. And find some other garbage to put on there. Can you imagine how many people are listening to WSUN between 1 and 5 in the morning? You could put them in this room here and have room for the Chinese army left over. And that fat ass Zelensky, you could stick him in there too. My God, you got to be kidding me. Thanks, Miriam. And have a happy birthday. But I think you got some hair in my throat. And no extra charge. Thanks. You look really nice today, Miriam. Doesn't she look extra nice today? Where's your what? Oh, I think George is holding him back. He's holding something for you in there. Real sharp and real short. Must be your keys. 135 at WIOD and WSUN. Well, after a great haircut like that, after a sensational trim... time for a little Snapple. And Cheryl promises me that Steve Paris, once he gets back from our 45-day seminars, is going to get on the stick with our new Snapple distributor, whomever that may be, because I love the Diet True Root Beer, the Diet Snapple. It's really good, but I've been drinking it for about the last 7 years now. It's getting a little bit old, you know? That's why I'm just jonesing for some of my real brewed iced teas, like those orange lemon. Why do I keep calling it that? Original lemon and orange and raspberry and diet raspberry, which is the very, very best that's ever been invented by anybody, and cranberry and mint and peach and fruit drink flavors like lemonade and pink lemonade and orangeade and kiwi strawberry cocktail and grapeade and fruit punch and pink grapefruit cocktail and soda flavors like cherry lime Ricky and passion supreme and peach Melba and French cherry and true root beer on and on. So not only is it all natural and made from only good stuff, not only does it taste great, but all the Snapple beverages come in a whole line of great, neat flavors that you won't find anyplace else. Get the Snapple habit and pick some up at 7-Eleven and Walgreens and Albertsons and Freddy's and Pizza Loft and Offer Dolls and Sonny's, and Doris Meats and just about every place. Get the Snapple habit and get on Paris's ass, too. At WIOD, let's do West Palm on the Star Line. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir?
How you doing? Listen,
pretty good.
I got a little beef with George.
A little beef?
Yeah.
A little beef.
George has a little beef. That's what Miriam said, and that's why she left in a hurry.
They had a promo last week stating, come meet George Rodriguez, Neil Rogers' producer.
Yes.
Like he's a talent. I mean, what is this?
He's a talent. Compared to most of the people in this building, he's a major talent. Trust me.
You know, and then if you've ever listened
to
this guy hung up on me three times and kept calling back, and I kept putting him to the top of the list so he could get on the air and say this.
Yeah, so you could get on and rip him, and he kept putting you on the top of the list so you could come on and rip his ass. If he's not a major talent, then why are you wasting your time talking about him? And did you come and meet him? Sir? He cut himself off. Oh, another one of those guys. He just cut himself off. What an asshole. Sounded like one of Drew's boyfriends to me. We have an open line in Dade, 7512 in Broward. Oh, he's not going to be on air again this weekend, is he? I had a major conversation with our program director yesterday, part of which, most of which, of course, is like off the record, but part of which I'd be more than glad to divulge, which had to do with Druzy Michaels and the fact that this child doesn't belong on the air here or anyplace else. And this man insists beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a talent, to which I have to, like, scratch my head and my ass and wonder what the hell this man, what kind of drugs he's on, and where he's sticking these cigars that he's handing out. I mean, what are he talking about? What line was that on? Did he just, like, disappear?
Starline. He kept dropping off and calling back, why do you keep hanging up on me? And I kept putting him back up.
Because you got a screwed-up phone, asshole, you faggot. Let's go to Boca. Hello. This is more like it.
Jake, okay, you suck. And with any luck.
Oh!
Jim, Bo Camper will kick your ass.
Yes!
Boy Gary will fire you fast.
Oh!
Stale joke books and put on cards.
Oh!
Your boring white trash life.
Oi!
Jeff McKay, you have left. Ugly,
fat ass, bull,
bitch, right. Jeff McKay, you suck.
Yes.
And with any luck.
Oh.
Drew and Neil will poke your ass. And Boy Gary will fire you fast.
Incredible.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful thing. But as far as that last part, I'll leave it to Drew, okay? It's right up his alley. Let's try Kendall. Hello?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me.
What the hell was that?
Hello?
Hello?
Neil.
Was that your radio I'm listening to?
No, I don't know what happened. It just got kind of weirdly cut off.
Oh.
Hey, listen, I got the...
What's going on his phone all of a sudden here, man? Since 12:15, there's something going on over here.
What happened?
I don't know. Beats the crap out of me.
Really? Listen, I got a scoop for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I got a scoop for you. I have a friend.
Yeah.
And his father... Oh, he's going to open a club in Mexico, right?
See.
And it turns out, guess who the opening act is going to be?
Oh! How many guesses do I get?
You get one. Easy.
Ay, Luis Miguel Dios.
You got it, baby.
Really?
And guess who can get your tickets?
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
Where is this going to be? In Acapulco?
In Monterrey, March 26th.
Monterrey?
Monterrey.
March when?
March 26th.
No.
Yeah.
And Luis is going to be there in Monterrey?
Absolutely. And there's going to be a bunch of other famous people, too.
And you're going to get me tickets to it?
I can, if you want.
I love you, sir.
Are you interested?
Yes.
Excellent.
Si,
por favor.
Monterrey. Woo!
Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, like, hook up with this guy this weekend and call you back on Monday.
Okay.
Is that cool?
I can't wait. I'm going to, like, close my eyes now, and it'll be Monday.
Hey, listen, can I call somebody a douchebag?
Si.
Tad Foote, president of the University of Miami. You are a spear-chucking, tuition-raising, price-hiking douchebag.
Yes. Okay.
Take it easy, buddy.
Hasta que me olvides.
Later.
How do you like that? As my Luis Miguel connections are all starting to fall into place, so to speak. It's falling into place. 146 at WIOD and WSUN.
So what can we tell you about traffic that you don't already...
God, there's still like three or four of those people left around. That's great.
Yeah, definitely. Just wanted to know, I know the Coccyx sisters probably don't like spending money, but I hope you're getting kickbacks when all your reruns are on the station.
Meaning what?
Are you getting any kickbacks?
No, I'm not.
Advertisers or nothing?
No, what advertisers? We don't have any advertisers over there. That's a joke.
Wow.
Advertisers?
Just wondering.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, every time you're on the air, you should be getting something.
Like when?
Some compensation.
When are you talking about?
Well, you know, like, let's say here in Tampa, it's 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Your first rerun.
Right, and then...
I get to listen to that one, but...
Then midnight to 2.
Oh, really? Okay, because a lot of people call and they say they hear you all the time, but it's like, you know, you better.
Hey, I got news for you. With the big bucks I'm making from SUN, I have no problems, okay? With all the money that station's paying me, I haven't got a care in the world.
I just wanted to make sure. In closing, I'd like to call a judge.
See, you know, it's just so obvious. It really pains me, these OP calls that come in from over there. They want to start stirring up a bunch of crap. Oh, yeah, he's left over. He sounds like a real YNF listener, don't he? Sounds like the grandpa of one of our YNF listeners, number one. And number two, he wants to start stirring up because he heard that earlier call. So he assumes now he can start a whole big bunch of crap. And then number three, he wants to stick somebody's name on here and start slandering some crap. Pat, you're about as subtle. That's the one thing about those dirty tricksters and all that great stuff that Opie and all those from FLA learned. You guys are really clever. God. My dog could come up with better crap than you guys do. And believe me, they do every morning and evening and afternoon. Here's Venice. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Neil? First time caller.
Great.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.